This recording, Peru 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a desert district of the territory. For a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself into the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a flicked jacket, picked up her kit and head out to work. When she got there, there was a woman with a ghost waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you will only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itch ghost began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The ghost owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was a strong and hack, so it will take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goat's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were no fruit. In no time, the goat began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the ghost, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that requires to her measure out a log of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of a penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm from Peru. I've been living in Canada for almost 6 years. I'm speaking English for at least 4.5 because the first year and a half I didn't speak at all. So, well, I'm learning. What else can I say? I do Paris for Kids. Now I'm in Toronto Film School taking acting. And yes, I don't know. Peru is a beautiful country where we have the jungle, we have the coast, and we have the mountains. In the jungle, usually the weather is really warm and it's like humid, like here, when in summer. And in the mountains, it's really dry. Okay, and the mountains is really dry, and it's just really cold, and it's snow. And we are there usually in the mountains are over 4,000 meters over the ocean. And the coast is just beautiful. It's a beach party time all the time. And I was born in Peru, but I wasn't born in the capital. I was born where is the higher lake in the world, that is Lake Titicaca, that is 4 meters over the ocean. That's the higher lake in the world, where the water is completely cold and nobody being capable to go under the water because it's way so cold and nobody has discovered what is in there. So a lot of people that live in this lake, in the middle of the lake, in the little islands, and they have no education, they have nothing, they just live in their own world. So I'm looking forward to go there. And that's the name of my city is Puno. That is beside Brazil. Bolivia. Yeah. Bolivia. And what else can I say about Peru? Well, we have the best food. Peru is recognized for one of the best foods in the world. It's actually in 6th place, if I'm not mistaken. our main dishes, like is fish, you know, but we have different ways to cook the fish. Actually, he has tried some. What else? We have different kind of music. And the good thing about my country is that we have all kind of races. We have a lot of black people, we have a lot of Asian, we have a lot of Jewish, we have a lot of Italians, so you can find everything. So yeah, that's about it about my country.